For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Century of Lies program, we tuned in once again to the conference held last month in Seattle, sponsored by the King County Bar Association, the Exit Strategy from the War on Drugs. And this is Graham Boyd from the American Civil Liberties Union.
With the war on drugs, the exceptions are there. What Thurgood Marshall bemoaned in a dissent in a Supreme Court case as the drug war exception to the Bill of Rights. Congress passed a law saying that public transit ads that dealt with the issue of drugs could only favor the government's position. If you have a bus ad or a subway ad or any kind of ad that's on a public transit system, if the ad said drugs are bad, current drug policies are good, you can do that. But if you wanted to run an ad that said, we don't like current laws, we would like to change current laws, that was censored. You couldn't do that. Now, it's hard to imagine, in some ways, an easier case to win that on First Amendment grounds, and the courts, you know, did the right thing there. But the fact that Congress would even do that is just astounding. Congress also passed a law saying that when the District of Columbia ran a medical marijuana ballot initiative, that the votes couldn't be counted. Again, unimaginable. How could you? I mean, what a blatant assault to such a fundamental thing. The only example I can think of in recent history is that a dictator in Nigeria, when it looked like he was going to lose the rigged election, seized the ballot boxes and didn't let the votes be counted. But that's something that the majority of the members of Congress felt would be okay. A case called Wren established what I think is a completely radical proposition, which is that when police officers stop you for a traffic violation, they don't need to actually care about the traffic violation, the broken taillight. It's perfectly fine for them to be stopping you for no other reason but to be able to get near you, to look into your car, to see if their drugs are there, to bring a drug-sniffing dog in a separate case. That's not considered a search. So basically the erosion of your fundamental right to be left alone. And so what I want to conclude with is just where that right comes from. When the founders of this country wrote the Fourth Amendment, they were concerned about the idea that British troops were going door to door, house to house, to see if you had contraband in your house. Right, and in that day, the contraband was rum, tobacco, and molasses, and tea. See if you pay taxes on it. But they didn't need to suspect that you had done anything wrong. They could simply insist on coming into your house to see if maybe you had done something wrong. And the Fourth Amendment is supposed to be the opposite of that. That as long as you don't appear to be doing anything wrong, you get left alone.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.